Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week, we're looking in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 4. The Bible says, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ. Verse 5 says, that in everything ye are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge. 4 and 5 we used on Monday, and we're talking about those things that we're thankful for this week, and those things we're adding to our thankful list. And we use that term there, that in everything you are enriched by him, talking about that grace of God. And so we saw and understand that we have those riches was given us by Christ Jesus. We have been enriched by his grace. And then yesterday, we saw in verse number 6, the Bible says, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. And we saw that grace was revealed in us. Not only the riches of his grace, but that we are the revealers of his grace. In other words, God uses the trials and tribulations of this life to show forth his grace in us to a lost and dying world. How thankful we should be that we, you know, the scripture says we sorrow, but not as others that have no hope. Certainly God's people go through as much, and sometimes in many cases seems like more than the unbelievers do. But the difference is we have the grace of God that is our constant companion. And so the riches of grace, and we are be thankful for the revealer, that we are the revealers of grace. But today, let's look on in the scripture, 1 Corinthians 4, and in verse number 7. The Bible says, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, may I say that we're waiting for the redemption of grace. And of course you say, well, preacher, I've already been redeemed. Well, that's true. That is true. You were redeemed the day that you received Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And he redeemed you, took you from the slave block of sin, and placed you into his own family through the redemption of his own blood. But you know, the Bible tells us that there is a further redemption coming. Of course, our spirit is of God. Our soul is in the process. Now, when I say soul, I mean our mind, our will, and our emotion. We are in a process of sanctification. We're in a process as we grow in Christ of that redemptive process in us, becoming more Christ-like. But thank God there's a promise that one of these days we're going to lay down these old aching and painful bodies that we live in. Romans 8:23 concludes by saying, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. Can I say hallelujah? Thanks be to God for the redemption of grace. Not only the fact that we were redeemed at Calvary, we were redeemed when we received Christ as our Lord and Savior, but according to this verse, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, we don't know exactly what we're going to be like, but the scripture says that's okay, because when we see him, we'll be like him, and we'll see him as he is. And so there's a great amount of comfort in that. And there is redemption in the grace of God. Oh, how thankful, child of God, we ought to be today for the riches of his grace, and that we are the revealers of his grace, but also the redemption of his grace. Our Father, I pray that you'd help us to be thankful in our hearts that we have the redemption of grace in us presently, and we'll experience it to a fuller extent when you stand before you. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.